Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Jeff, what'd you learn about your team last Saturday?
You know, that I think we're a better football team. You know, I think we, move the football better offensively. Some of the young guys on defense or the new players that were playing for the first time performed well. So if we can correct our special team mistakes, I think we can play with about everybody. So that part is encouraging.
All three phases did some good things. All three did some things that weren't so good. How can you take the positives and learn from them and get better as a team?
Well, starting offensively, we ran 90 plays and only had 14 points and got a drop, catch the football. We had some things that got switched around right away. I thought the players and the staff adjusted the game plan pretty good when Shields got hurt in the first drive. So it took us a little while to get rolling. But when we did, I thought we did a lot of nice things, accomplished the things we wanted to. We just didn't score points and dropped balls, didn't block well on the perimeter. Thought we should have been able to run the football a little bit better early. That started happening when we sped the game up a little bit. So those things are all positives. I thought Augie's defense was pretty solid. And then defensively, boy, for the first half, we played great. And then all of a sudden those punt turnovers, and they're very competitive. After the blocks, they're like, we didn't have to let them score just because they blocked them. But seems like that's the way it happens after a blocked punt. Special teams, yeah. We had a nice kickoff return. We did some good things on coverage, but correctable stuff there too. So there were positives. There's 10 games left. Learn from it, get better. Otherwise, it'll be a long year if we don't get over the game.
Christian Lundy had a big game. Did you see that coming?
He's been a productive player. He's not maybe as fast or as explosive as Brady Schmidt is. And when Brady got hurt on the first series, Lundy's been a kid that, is just a quality kid ready to go. And I thought he really performed well and he got his opportunity.
Defensively, I think the best thing that I can say is I didn't notice your rookie cornerbacks. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. The Gunnar Olszewski kid, he had a couple issues for a true freshman, but showed that he can compete. Probably it was some of our older guys that had some issues out there on the field. So, yeah, like I said, that secondary is going to do a lot of nice things. Nice interception by Camille, and we got a little pressure on the quarterback at times. We stopped the run and probably got worn out a little bit. And, when we got behind, just makes it tougher, when you get that many points behind. So I thought they did some nice things, though.
Aside from the pseudo fake punt, how did Isaac do?
Got a little ways to go. I don't want to, ruin his confidence. His first punts were nice. His first sky punt was nice into the right corner of the field. Really, if you look at the first block, it was really more the Shield than him. And then, like you say, he just kind of panicked a little bit on that rollout where he should have punted it. So, I guess as we talk through it, more good than bad, and some growing pains for him there. But did punt some nice balls too. And then, unfortunately, the extra point that he missed, like I said, we were down to our third string holder, and still thought we put the ball down nice, and he could have made it, and he pushed it to the right. And after that, we got behind, long field goals, new holder. We just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do to ask him to kick anymore at that time, especially longer field goals. So we'll go back to the drawing board, have three holders ready to go for this weekend, and hopefully get him back on track because he did do some nice things.
More Jeff Tesh when we return, the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time now for part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. Had a few injuries last week, Jeff. Any real serious or any that are going to be a long time in healing?
Yeah, you can start with Ryan Shields. It's a shoulder injury, and I know he's meeting with the doctors early in the week to get an assessment there on how long he'll be out and what exactly is the injury, but I would think he'd be out this week. And Brady Schmidt, another shoulder injury. And I think those two guys will probably not play. After that, everybody else should be ready to play. We should get Jake Krause back from the concussion that he didn't play last weekend. So that'll be nice, although I thought Brady Youngbird did a pretty good job for his first start as a redshirt freshman in there at left guard. But Jake's a heck of a player, so we'd be glad to get him back. And so really, I think it'll be those two kids that'll be out.
Two running backs both played quite a bit of snaps. How do they complement each other?
You know, Tahi was more of a power back, played a, you know, just kind of run you over a year ago, and he's improved so much with his pass catching and his wiggle and pad level. The Genna Adams, I don't think he really got off and got on track at all in the game, but he's a little more of a jump cutter, kind of hides behind the line, you know, more of a get up feel quick, where Tahi kind of plays a little lateral and tries to make you miss. So Tahi's a little bit bigger back than Genna too. Like you saw one time early in the game, he ran over their middle backer, who was a heck of a player, I thought, and just ran him over. And so I think he still has the power, but yet he's becoming more elusive, which has been the good thing for him.
Aside from MSU Moorhead's win, the North kind of took it on the chin a week ago. Is there the separation North and South that there has been, or is that gap narrowing a little bit?
Well, I haven't seen really any of the other games. Sure sounds like Sioux Falls is playing well again. You know, who knows? Duluth had a chance to win the game against Mankato, and give Mankato credit, they came back. You know, a lot of people weren't quite as surprised that Moorhead, you know, upset Winona. Maybe it was by the score and the amount of points that was the difference in the game. You know, Wayne Crookston probably went the way it was supposed to. Southwest and Minot, I think, probably went about the way it was supposed to. So, yeah, I mean, Augie looks like a good football team, and obviously the Mankato, St. Cloud, it sounds like they played well too. So really, other than maybe the Moorhead game, things went close to like what they were expected to do, and then obviously we didn't like the way things turned out.
One game in, do you like the trial by fire, so to speak, of Craig Bagnell as your offensive coordinator and your other two new assistants?
Yeah, you know, Craig called a good game. You know, like I said, I've never been one to get after players, but he can't catch the ball for him, you know, and that would have helped. You know, he can't block for the guys out wide or in the middle, you know, so I thought what he called was good. He's as competitive as anybody else. Wished he would have called this different, that different. It was probably really different for me. I felt like sometimes I was standing around watching the game, so after all these years, that was kind of different. And the one time I did suggest a play, it didn't work, so I just said I better be quiet and let Craig do his job. So, yeah, I'm sure there's some that he wished he would have done different. We all want the perfect play and everything, but sometimes you got to put a little bit on the kids that perform too.
Coach Sauter's been at Southwest now for a while. He's put his stamp on his program. From what you've seen, is it a typical Southwest team?
Not quite as wide open offensively, which I think they've been the run 90 play type of team too, and I think they're trying to, or at least in the first game, establish the run a little bit more. I don't know why that was, if that's the personnel they have this year. It's a different quarterback or whatever, but I would say defensively they look the same, maybe bigger than they have been in the past. They've got some big D linemen, big backers, but I just say offensively, it looked like they were trying to establish the run a little bit more.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.